Now the forecast, partly cloudy skies until that storm moves in tomorrow night, our first major snow event of the season. For more, we are joined by WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein, who joins us via Skype. Dave, welcome.
Good afternoon.
It's all good. Dave, when does the snow begin and when does it get particularly heavy?
So it'll begin tomorrow evening. Probably we'll be watching the leading edge about this time starting to move northward and getting into the Boston area between about 7 and 9 o'clock in the evening. At first, it's not going to come in completely heavy, but by the time we get to 9, 10, and 11 o'clock, it'll be snowing quite hard.
What do you expect in terms of accumulation?
So in terms of accumulation right now, I would say 4 to 8 inches encompasses most population areas. So from Worcester all the way down to, say, Taunton, there's going to be a wide swath of 4 to 8. Some of those folks closer to the canal will be on the 4 side, and as you get towards the Worcester side, you'll be closer to the 8. Then you get north of there, 6 to 12, and you get into southern New Hampshire, Vermont, and on into the western Maine mountains, 12 to 18. There may be some 20 or 24-inch amounts showing up there. Cape and the islands, 2 to 4. The islands actually are coating to 2 inches.
There's been a lot of talk this week about the exact track of this storm and how important that is in terms of what we see in terms of snow. Sleet, rain, freezing rain. What are the chances that these numbers could still change tomorrow morning?
Yeah, they could absolutely change. So we'll get some more data in overnight tonight, and we'll actually get another round of data before the snow even begins tomorrow mid-morning into the early afternoon. I don't expect they're going to change a lot. What could change is if it looks like there's going to be a little more sleet, Boston could be at the lower end of that 3 to 6, 4 to 8 inch amount. If it looks like it's going to be a little colder, a little longer, we'll be at the higher end. But the range is there for exactly that reason, because there will be a little wiggle room. Most of the snow is actually down by 7 or 8 o'clock in the morning on Sunday, and then it's just that mixed bag of heavy sleet. So I'm advising folks to kind of clean up as quickly as you can Sunday morning, because all the weight of the sleet and even some of that freezing rain is going to make it harder to move all the snow.
And of course, we've got a big freeze coming after this storm moves out as well, right?
That's right. So areas south of, say, Plymouth down towards Rhode Island and the south coast of Connecticut, there'll probably be some liquid rain mixing in. That's going to make that snow really heavy. And then it's all going to freeze up. Temperatures on Monday, Martin Luther King Day, only 10 to 15. So anything that is liquid will definitely be a brick. So that's, again, why I'm advising that you get rid of it as quickly as possible. The good news is the cold doesn't last that long. I think by Wednesday we're above freezing, so you'll be able to move it again if you waited.
Dave, I noticed very quickly you did point out that there may be another storm system moving through Wednesday. Obviously still a ways out, but any more snow maybe in our future?
Well, the way it's looking now is that there's going to be another cold shot of air moving into the country, and this one looks even colder than what we're experiencing.
Oh,
but we will be on the milder side of that, at least to start. So that storm system that does move in probably on Wednesday, again, it doesn't look like a major storm for us in terms of snow. It's probably going to be wet. Then it gets colder behind that. But we may be very mild here with that next system.
All right. WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein. Dave, thanks.
You're welcome.